Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. This is take two. Yesterday, we had some technical troubles. The internet absolutely crapped itself. Hopefully, it stays on track today. Good to see a few of you already online. Good morning. Welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat, or a take two of a replay of yesterday. Yes, Chandan. Yes, we're going to attempt with the grace of the internet powers to complete our conversation from yesterday, or at least do the high level overview. So hopefully a few of you are hearing me loud and clear. It looks like everything's up and at it this morning, which is fantastic. Morning, Brad. Good to see a few of you. While everything's warming up, while things are getting a bit going, hopefully you're having a good morning. But if you didn't already know, if there's someone new or you've popped along or you're new to the channel, good morning. Jason Witten's my name, if you didn't already know that. Some of you do, but if you don't, let us know where you are, what you're doing. Give us a shout out in the chat. It's always good to hear from you and find out what you're up to. There's a few of you out there, which is good. Jace, good to see you, mate. Yeah, a bit tricky from WA. What time is it over there, Beck? I always keep getting, is it earlier or later? Can't remember. I think it's earlier, isn't it? No, it's the other way around. It's a bit later. Anyway, I'm confused this morning when it comes to time, but I'm not confused about what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to have a bit of a conversation about how many properties do we need to create an income, folks? You know, what is it? How much? What is the passive income that you are looking for and how that goes together? Because there's a few ways to get the outcome, isn't there? Most of us, 6:15, there you go. Well, early bird catches the worm. Good to see Beck up and at it. Most of us have a plan. Certainly, if you're with our coaching and mentoring team, most of us have a plan that you will have some income, some passive income from your properties in the future that are going to replace some or maybe all of the income that you create in your working world. You might go to work, you have a job, you exchange time for money. And for those who are following the plan, we take some of that money, we turn it into assets that go to work for you so you don't have to. That's the idea. That's the concept. That's the plan, you know, but how many, what's it take? You know, how long will it take? So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, probably in big picture rather than down to the nitty gritty. But let's talk about what that looks like in the world of creating a passive income. How long time, how much dollars do we need to create this plan? You know, in sitting down with thousands and thousands of property investors, a few things that I do know. A lot of people like the idea of this number. So we're going to use this number today. But, you know, for some of you, I know a few of you already on, have got a number that's bigger than that. Some have got a number that's smaller than that. But let's talk about 100K of passive income. What's it take? Where does it come from? How many properties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just have a very simple conversation this morning about the idea that over time we get cracking in this section here. This is a section we call the acquisition phase. The idea that you know, you need to purchase the number of properties, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 that you need or want for your property portfolio. But let's just say this. I do know that between 3 and 5 good properties will get most people to around that 100K mark. And now it depends on the value of the property and the location, the rent and those sorts of things. But let's call this about $2 to $2.5 million worth of real estate, producing a 5% income can get you somewhere where you might want to go. So let's just have a look at, you know, and these days it's probably three properties compared to 4 when we're talking about $2 million. The average price point of properties is a little bit higher these days. But imagine we had our 4 properties and we got those sorted in the early days of our acquisition. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'll just do linear numbers today just for the concept of our explanation. And our rents flow up into our number, our goal, which is, you know, 100K, okay? How quick can that happen? How much money would we need to put into this section here? So let's have a look at the time frame. Usually, most investors that I work with and then I my team and I work with, it takes about 7 to 10 years to get that first piece going from scratch, okay, from scratch. Now, some of you might be sitting there, and we work with lots of investors that have got, you know, their equity already loaded up. They've got a principal place of residence, you know, over here. Their PPR might fund the first couple of investments. The principal place of residence might fund the first couple of investments for deposits, okay? And then what might happen, what normally happens is these next couple kind of roll those deposits out into the other ones, okay? And maybe even your principal place of residence continues to do that. Right, so how much do we need to get the first couple of properties going? Anywhere between 200 and 300K to get the two properties out and about. Now, it can be a little bit less. For some of you who might be able to borrow at 90 or 95%, that number could be, you know, 100K to get your first property deal going. But what? How much cash slash equity, how much time? Between 200 and 300K to get this rolling along and the first 7 to 10 years. So this is the acquisition phase. This is the phase where we acquire the properties. We get, you know, as many of them into our portfolio as we think we need, and crack on from there. So put it in the chat. There's a few of you there now. How many properties slash, you know, dollars of wealth do you need to acquire in your acquisition phase? You know, what's the number? What's it look like for you? You know, is it three properties? Is it four properties? Is it five properties? Is it seven or eight? Or, you know, are you looking at a dollar amount? You know, put that in the chat as we play along. For most people, 3 to 4 is a great starting point, okay, as we roll along. Yep. Beck's got a good question. Is it a good idea to keep using equity from the PPR to build up investment properties? It's perfectly fine, Beck, if you are organized in a way that your finance is structured in a way that it keeps your principal place of residence safe, and the debts that you use it to secure are tax deductible. At some point, you may stop using your principal place of residence for that, and you might do something else with it. And this is where maybe this next phase comes in, and I'll talk to you about this as we roll along. You know, we've got a few people here. You know, we've got, you know, working on the third, and then, you know, get the fourth once number three settled. Luke's got, you know, four properties, 150. There's a lot of people, a lot of investors think, you know, I remember reading this book, Zero to 100 by, can't remember his name now. Anyway, he wrote a book, you need 100 properties, and everyone talks about, oh, I've got 50 and 20 and 100 or whatever. Seriously, team, you don't need that many pieces of real estate in your portfolio. And I'm telling you, you know, 3 to 5 good properties, 5 to 7 is a no-brainer over, let's say, a 15-year acquisition period. If you get a couple of good capital growth runs and your income goes up and your property's rents go up. Yeah, Steve McKnight, that's right. It works a treat. It works a treat, folks. So, yes, at some point, as we roll along, Beck, we might just say no more on the PPR, and these properties now have got enough equity and income to start, you know, seeding the future for you. So that's good. That's good. So what does it look like? Here's what it looks like as we go. Your values of your properties, you've seen this before, your values of your properties go up. You know, hopefully at the same time, what's happening is your rents are going up as well. So, you know, your rents are going up. They're not always exactly linear, by the way, folks. Probably more like this, actually. Let me redo this part. It's more that your values the values of your properties go up. Certainly in residential, your value of your properties go up more than your rents go up. And that's just a function in the world of residential, where the values on residential property are not as powerfully linked to the value of the property like commercial. But, you know, we talked about that the other day. If you want to know about commercial, go track that down. And then your debts, you know, over time, let's call this a 30-year period, should go down. They should go down significantly over time. Okay, so that's how it looks, kind of in terms of, you know, where we are and what it might look like. But over here is this opportunity. Once we have a large amount of, you know, equity or dollars in this section here, at some point in the future, your portfolio, you know, let's say in 20 years' time, the portfolio has paid off a significant amount of its debt and the rents have gone up and its value has gone up, and you've got a lot of equity over here, a lot of equity over here. You know, what can we do with that? How do we accelerate our income? Well, let's have a bit of a look at this. And let me show you just quickly. We've got a little bit of software here that you guys have seen. If you're in our coaching and mentoring program, you get access to this. And you can work with your coaches on it. So let's just have a look at a simple conversation here about, all right, in 20 years' time, I've just got the little goal up the top here. You can see in 20 years' time, I want 100K passive income. Now, remember, passive income is the income after the expenses, okay? So in this acquisition phase over here, we've acquired the rent, we've acquired the income, and now we want that income to work, hopefully, you know, grow, you know, double in value and the cost to go down, and the net result is passive income in our pocket. So, you know, that's our goal. So we're saying, okay, in 20 years, we want 100K. You know, how do we go about this? So let's go and chuck a couple of acquisitions in here. And again, this little calculator is not a predictor, it's not a tracking calculator. This is an acquisition strategy calculator. I go, okay, how many properties on average do I need? Plus or minus, you know, 5 or 10% of the trajectory. If I sort of head in that direction, you know, this is what it might look like. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. So let's acquire a property and we're cracking on with our portfolio and we put one in our portfolio, okay, which is great. You know, in 20 years' time, you know, what's the growth? Well, I'll put in 5% capital growth. Now, 5% capital growth is really low, okay? You know, we could do better. We should do better, 6 and 7%, perhaps when we choose good properties and good locations. And then, you know, rent growth, 4%. You could put 3% with inflation if you want, but I wouldn't put any more than 3 or 4% in this calculator, which is just looking into the future going, okay, if I stay on track with my acquisitions and my properties sort of travel in this band, you know, I should end up at a pretty good place. I should go where I need to go, which is good. So let's have a look at, you know, three properties I've purchased, you know, or two, and then let's go look at a third property. So depending on what types of properties you purchase, you know, I've put in here some simple properties, maybe some mid-quality properties, you know, 600s to 650s, and looking at a 5% rental yield as well. So, you know, that's pretty straightforward. Pretty easy to understand. I've done 100% borrowing on these and et cetera, et cetera. So don't dive into the detail of that stuff. All I'm saying is this: if we had three properties, so what, plus your principal place of residence, because your PPR doesn't create an income, right? And we're looking into the future, you know, are we going to get there? And if you look up here, this little total passive income, you know, it's $60,000 from our properties. Now, if that was 50 or if that was 70, you know, that's not the end of the world. We're still, this is the kind of idea of, we're heading in a direction. Like I said, you know, plus or minus 10% is going to be the trajectory of this conversation, this look at what we're trying to do. So what can we do? Put it in the chat. We get there, but, you know, So it doesn't look like that we're going to get there, team. We're going to get there. So what can we do? Chuck it in the chat. We're, we got three properties, you know, what should we do? You know, and so let's have a look at, you know, can we continue to get there? What's the goal? Okay. So we go over here and say, well, maybe we need to buy a couple more properties. So, you know, if you can, let's try and acquire another one. And that one there says, you know, 86, you know, and this one here is looking like, you know, we get there. So we're saying, all right, well, by and large, given a few parameters here, you know, five investment properties over the next, you know, 5 to 7 years left to grow and do their thing over a 20-year period gets us there, which is kind of cool. What else could we do in that sort of space? Like, yeah, indeed, Brennan, chuck your name down for the lotto for sure. Nothing wrong with getting in the ring for that one. Now, listen, maybe over here, you know, we didn't get to properties number four, but we have a little bit more time. Maybe we could be a bit more patient. Maybe we could say, all right, well, let's have a look at this piece here. Maybe it wasn't 20 years. Maybe it was 25 years. Okay. All right. Happy days. 25 years. So we can add some time to our strategy, some time, or we could add some more dollars and acquire some properties, right? There's a few ways to do it. As we go along, okay? A few other things we could do at that stage. Let's say at this point, yeah, boom. That's right, Luke. You're reading my mind already. You know where I'm going. You know, okay, well, what could we do to the properties team? Like, let's say at that point, those properties might be now needing some acceleration. We might be able to accelerate their income, folks. We might be accelerate their income. So, you know, the rent coming in, from $2 million worth of real estate might be 5%. After 20 years, that's producing some stuff. How do we increase the income from those properties a percent? You know, if we wanted to add $20,000 worth of, another percent, add $20K worth of income and make this like 120K, what might we do? So Luke said that before. So rent. So you might put furniture, and, you know, Airbnb. You might short let the property. You might renovate the property. You might add some value to the property, whatever that is. And now that $2 million worth of real estate or more at that point in time is getting a better yield. You've got the same real estate, but you've done something to it. You know, you've added some value, you've done some things. So this is physical and you know, 6% or 7%. Again, if you added some furniture, you might even get 7 or 8% on some of your properties. Two of my properties just now, I just put furniture in both of them and rented them out long-term furnished, and the yield is, you know, 6.5% on that, which is pretty good. You know, what else can we do in this stuff? Like, we can bring in the rent, plus we can have some of our cash do work for us. And what do we mean by that? Well, if we took 100K, a few of you guys know that we do sort of joint ventures and other investing as well. So if we took 100K out of our equity, because if we go back here, team, and have a look, you know, at 20 years, check out our equity position up the top here. Equity, $7 million. Even if it was six, even if it was $5 million in equity, that really isn't, you know, being put to use that well. You know, let's say we took $100,000 of our equity at that point in time, because you can get access to it. If you follow our strategies, you can get access using the equity lock and other bits and pieces. Well, let's say we took 100K and we were able to get a 15 to 20% return on that 100K. Let's say we took $100,000 and created a higher return. That coming back into here, let's say 120, now is what's called a blended return, which is a small amount of cash getting a bigger return, most of your cash getting a small, stable return, and then you're blending the return, the results, the income to get you what you need, all right? Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. You know, there's a lot more detail we could dive into. You know, in specifics for your portfolio. But you know, like anything, for you, the big picture, we understand the idea that it's going to take, you know, between 4 and 5 good quality investment properties that you keep for at least 20 years. There's no arguing with that, folks. You know, as we go forward, we might need to think about how we maintain them, accelerate and extract the most value out of them as they grow in value, as they get more attractive, as they have more equity, et cetera, for more income as you go. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's interesting, Brendan, isn't it? You know, some people into the future, as your portfolios grow, and you might be a full-time professional income from your wealth. If you want to get a little bit more income out of it, sometimes commercial property can do that for you. And you know, especially when you have a lot more cash and a lot more equity, sometimes commercial can create a little higher income as we roll along. But for all of us, no matter where you are, the safest, simplest, most powerful starting place for most investors who have other things to do in their lives, which is called jobs, careers, businesses, and relationships, and marriages and children, residential real estate's a great place to start to create your wealth. And then later on, you can choose some things as you go. Look, I do developments now using my real estate portfolio as security and other things to do, you know, higher and better use of our real estate as we go along. Anyway, there you go, folks. That's it from me today. Done and dusted for Wealth Coffee Chats today. So join us tomorrow if you're up for it. Yes, we are going to do something tomorrow. I was thinking, was it Friday today? No, it wasn't. It's Thursday today. So thanks for joining. We'll be doing it again tomorrow. If you're up for it, pop by. Love to have you there. Be awesome to hang out, and we'll do it again. As always, if you've got any questions, whack them in the chat. I'll read them afterwards as well. And I'll tune up, you know, some of our Wealth Coffee Chat mornings to, you know, answer any of your questions as well. So that's it. All right, folks, that's it from me. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.